Kate followed Lily down the pretty streets of the seaside town. She was far more interested in sitting outside one of the quaint little restaurants, and as she admired the striped awnings and rows of tables as they passed, she vowed to convince Lily to stop on their way back. Her friend and future sister-in-law was so enthusiastic, and Kate hadn't the heart to say no to shopping with her. "Do you think we could send a little gift back home?" Lily asked as they entered a store with a tiny bell above the door that jingled when they walked inside. It was full of treasures, knick-knacks that Kate knew her mother would love, and she suddenly felt overwhelmingly homesick. It was Christmas, and the first time she'd ever spent it away from home. "Maybe," Kate replied, gently brushing her fingers across a porcelain figurine, "but they'd most likely break in transit, if they ever made it back at all." She saw postcards on a small rack by the counter, and she left Lily's side to take a look, smiling at a picture of Dunkirk showing the beach with the village in the background. No one back home would believe just how beautiful France was. The lady behind the counter smiled at her, and Kate smiled shyly back, her fingers finding their way to the ring looped onto her necklace. It was always her default when she was nervous. Feeling the weight of the ring always grounded her. She wished Charlie were there with them, choosing postcards to send home, his shoulder bumping against hers. She always felt so safe with him, relaxed in his company and knowing he'd look after her, which meant that going on such a big journey without him was even more daunting.
"I'm going to buy these earrings," Lily called out. "How about you?"
Kate spied some chocolates in a tin and reached for them, deciding she might need a treat over the coming days. Dunkirk might be pretty, but she had no illusions about what they were heading into. No matter how well their British soldiers were faring, war was war, and she couldn't imagine how many wounded she would soon be tending to. Once they'd paid, Lily linked arms with her, and they went straight back out into the bright sunshine. Kate forced herself to put Charlie from her mind and just enjoy the day. Worrying about his whereabouts or wishing he were there wasn't going to do her any good.
"Which restaurant?" Lily asked. "We could drink wine and eat snails if you'd like."
Kate laughed. "Trust you," she giggled, never having had so much freedom in her life before, and certainly never imagining she would be traveling abroad.
"What? Are you nervous about the wine or the snails?"
Kate shrugged before they burst into laughter again.
"Both."
They bent their heads together as they walked, and Kate couldn't wipe the smile from her face as they marched up to the first restaurant.